This next summary will be interesting for those of you that either use or are considering using pre-coated orthodontic brackets. About 5 years ago, orthodontic bracket manufacturers began coating brackets with adhesive in the factory. The purpose of these pre-coated brackets was to save chair time and guarantee consistency in the amount of adhesive that was being applied to the base of the bracket. But in order to facilitate the incorporation of the composite at the factory, the composition of the bonding material had to be modified slightly. Studies that evaluated the shear bond strength of these early pre-coated metal brackets actually showed that the shear bond strengths were reduced significantly compared to conventional brackets. Now, in order to overcome this problem, manufacturers have now modified the composite material that's coated on the bracket at the factory. The new and improved brackets that are pre-coated are now available. But has there been any improvement in the shear bond strength? That question was addressed in a study that was published in the October 2002 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. Samir Bashara and several research colleagues from the University of Iowa Department of Orthodontics carried out this study. The title of the article that contains this information is Effects of Modifying the Adhesive Composition on the Bond Strength of Orthodontic Brackets. Now, in order to answer this question, the authors gathered 60 extracted molars. These were human molars. These teeth were cleaned, and the usual method of etching and rinsing the enamel was then performed. Then the authors bonded brackets to these teeth using one of three different materials. All of the materials are manufactured by Unitec. One is an APC pre-coated material. The second is the APC2, which also is a pre-coated bracket. The third composite that was tested is Transbond XT, which is a traditional light-cured composite. The differences in these composites are related really to the percentages of fillers and composite materials contained within each. Now, the amounts of fillers were varied to improve the flow and consistency of the pre-coated brackets. I won't get into a technical discussion about the percentages, but if you'd like to know that information, you can refer to the article. After the brackets were bonded, a testing machine was used to determine the shear bond strength of each of the bracket materials. What do you think happened? As I had said previously, in former studies, the pre-coated brackets had less shear bond strength compared to traditional bonding. But in this present study, there were no significant differences in the bond strengths of any of the three composites. So there's your answer. The newer modification of the pre-coated brackets has made their shear bond strengths comparable with traditional means of bonding brackets to teeth. If you use these brackets, that should make you happy. If you're interested in reviewing this study, you can find it in the October 2002 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.